I like to read the book of Revelation a lot because of the warning. I'm not talking about the sensationalistic thing where people write books in order to sell, to talk about the end date. But the warning that give in the book of Revelation, ultimately, if you and I really reflect upon it, would be a recalling, a reconversion, and a re-invitation for each and every one of us to realize that we need to change our life to prepare ourselves for the heavenly feast. Because at the end of the book of Revelation, it's what we would call the perfect image of Mass, where the Lamb of God is at the center of everything. And the whole host and myriads of angels and all the holy ones come to worship before him. That the image of the Mass itself. We change our way of life. And we heed to the call of conversion so that we get the chance, the opportunity to fully participate at Mass. And today, one of the image that the Lord Jesus give to the church in Laodicea is that, I know that you are neither hot or cold. I wish you were either hot or cold, but because you're so lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. Have you ever tried to talk with someone who's lukewarm? What do you want to do? I don't know. Make a decision. Whatever. Like talking to a rock. Like, you get frustrated, right? The Lord Jesus said, well, if you just tell me, maybe that'll help out a little bit. But, you know, lukewarmness is not the way to go because we become so indecisive, right? Decide, and decide to return back to the sacraments. Decide to return back to that life of worship. Decide to seek conversion, which leads us toward the gospel reading today, my brothers and sisters. Zacchaeus. This man is so unique. He perhaps was so ashamed of his own Jewish name that he took a Hellenized name. He wasn't proud of his background, of his origin. He wasn't proud to be a descendant of Abraham. That's why he worked for the Roman Empire. That's why he became a tax collector. Perhaps he felt insecure about his own short stature, right? And he found comfort in the ability to work for a bigger empire that could perhaps give him a little bit more influence. But Jesus saw through his heart and loved him there. He loved him so much that Jesus invited himself to his own home. Jesus said at the end, for this man too is a descendant of Abraham. He calls Zacchaeus beyond all of that pretense, saw his heart too as a descendant of Abraham, and loved him there. Caused Zacchaeus to have a conversion. And he said, for the Son of Man had come to seek and to save what was lost. I think we can all identify with Zacchaeus. Oftentimes, we're not proud with the name been given to us, that we make a name for ourselves, right? But God loves us where it hurt the most, where perhaps the past that we try to run away from. He loves us there and calls us back to the heart of worship, to the heart of love. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, heed to the readings today. Listen to that call of conversion. Let us go beyond the lukewarmness so that we can truly give ourselves totally and completely to Him.